This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The big box electronics store Best Buy may be going private. The store's founder and largest shareholder, Richard Schultz, is reportedly talking to Wall Street banks about a major restructuring of the company. Marketplace's John Dimsdale explains.
It's been a rough year for Best Buy. Sales are off, and the chief executive resigned in March after hiding an affair with a subordinate. The company's stock price has dropped almost 40%. Michael Pachter, a research analyst at Wedbush Securities, says Best Buy can't compete for internet shoppers.
Any price-conscious, tech-savvy consumer who has a smartphone is able to use Best Buy as a showroom and comparison shop instantly. And when they do comparison shop for big-ticket items like televisions, they will always find that those TVs are cheaper somewhere else.
Schultz, who owns about 20% of Best Buy, isn't commenting, but news reports say he wants to take the company private in order to drastically downsize stores and streamline the merchandise. But analyst Pachter is skeptical.
It'll take them, 10 years to get out of the leases that they have to open up new stores, and they don't have 10 years.
Pachter doesn't hold out much hope for Best Buy's future.
Best Buy is the blockbuster of, this decade.
In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.